NFL Week 4 picks.
Top 5 games, top 5 picks. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, so we have NFL Week 4 picks ready to go.
Let's jump right into it. We got KC versus the Chargers. KC is 7-point favorites going into LA. Who do we like?
All right, so this is interesting. Kansas City, they haven't looked great, but they're 3-0, right? They narrowly beat the Ravens. They narrowly beat the Bengals, and they narrowly beat the Falcons. You could even say the refs have handed them all three games. Here's some interesting stats. Patrick Mahomes, QBR under 70, his lowest through three games, 23rd in the league. This guy's throwing picks at a higher rate than he has in his entire career. Travis Kelce looks washed. Pacheco's hurt. He's got Rice and Worthy that are getting it done right now, but they could easily be 1-2, these Chiefs. Now, the Chargers, they're not looking so good this week either, are they?
No, they're not. So what do we have? We have the Chargers who are missing two offensive starting tackles. Massive. They're missing, well, Justin Herbert might play, but the guy was in a walking boot last week.
He might get knocked out of the game.
He may not finish the game. We also have Joey Bosa with a hip injury.
Yep.
We have injuries galore on the Chargers. So I see a team that's just basically non-existent.
Yeah, I think like, if the Chiefs were playing anyone else here, I would probably say maybe the Chiefs are going to fall this week because I just don't think they've been getting lucky. But I think the Chargers are absolutely decimated. Here's an interesting stat. The Chiefs have won 10 straight road games at Chargers.
Wow.
10 straight road games.
10 straight road games. And they're also 5-1 over the last six games against the Chargers as well.
Yeah. So I think, honestly, I think that the Chiefs have enough here to win by a touchdown. I'm probably going to take the Chiefs minus 6.5.
Okay. Minus 6.5. I think that's an excellent pick. You're covering the spread. I would even go as high as 14 on this one.
Wow.
I think that's a beat down.
Okay, the Chiefs are going to beat down. I mean, if Herbert doesn't play, underman offensive line, I think their two starting cornerbacks are also hurt. I think the Chargers are just decimated.
Decimated.
I don't think the Chargers are a great team anyway. They maybe got a bit of a hot start, but yeah, let's take the Chiefs.
Okay, next game we have the Steelers, 1.5 favorites over the Colts. The Colts are at home. Who do we like?
I like the Steelers here. I am not buying the Colts. Okay, no. The Steelers have the number one defense in the league. They've been absolutely shutting down teams. I know they've only played the Chargers, who we just talked about, the Broncos and the Falcons. But I think the Colts are another poor offense that's going to be shut down by the Steelers. The Colts have the 31st ranked defense in yards allowed. Justin Fields has actually been looking decent. Pickens has been making some plays. Steelers have been doing enough. Like we were talking about the other day, they've allowed like what, less than 15 points in every game. I think the Steelers defense shuts down the Colts again. I think the Steelers offense has shown me enough that they can win this game by 7 points.
Steelers have allowed only 26 points combined in three games this season. That's nothing. That's crazy. They're up against Anthony Richardson. This is his first game, 9 completions. Second game, 17 completions, 3 interceptions. Third game, 10 completions.
Yeah, this guy.
And he hasn't even gone up against TJ Watt yet.
I think Richardson, he's like such a boomer bust player. You're going to see a highlight of him throwing a 90-yard bomb to Alex Pierce, and then on the next play, he's going to throw the worst interception in the end zone you've ever seen.
Yeah.
I think the Steelers have what it takes here to go 4-0. I think the line, I think is actually fluctuated maybe out to 2.5 now, but I still like that. Yeah. I think the Steelers win this game by 10.
Take them by a field goal. Easy. Yep. All right, next we have Bills underdogs by 2.5 to the Ravens. This is interesting because the Bills are 3-0 and the Ravens are 1-2. What do we like here?
This is probably the game of the week. So this is primetime Sunday night. The Bills look very impressive. The Bills are 3-0. They could go 4-0 here. Allen looks happy, spreading the ball around in an offense that no longer has Stephon Diggs, prima donna receiver. But for me, the Bills have played shitty teams. They beat the Cardinals. They knocked out Tua and beat the Dolphins, and they beat the Jags. None of those teams, I think, are playoff teams. And then you have the Ravens, who haven't looked great. They lost to the Chiefs very, very narrowly by a toe on the season opener. They got shocked by the Raiders, and they beat the Cowboys. So for me, the game is more important to the Ravens. They're 1-2. They're playing at home, prime time. They can't go 1-3. 1-3 is disaster in the NFL. I think this is like, honestly, as close to a must win early in the season for a team that has Super Bowl aspirations. I think you see the Ravens rebound here, and I like them to beat the Bills.
Josh Allen having one of his best starts to his career ever, going 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. I think that has everything to do with losing prima donna Diggs. Josh Allen is in a position now where he can make decisions and not have this in the back of his mind. Oh, I need to throw to Stephon Diggs. Mm. The Bills, to me, are playing like a true team. So on offense, he's spreading the ball around like crazy. And that's what made Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, all these some of the best quarterbacks in the league so successful. Mm-hmm. It didn't matter who was there. Their defense, they have 7 starters who are all second stringers last year. No prima donnas there. They're all playing like a legit team. Like you said, I think the Ravens, they lost to KC. So it's the first game of the season. That's tough to really tell. But the fact that they lost the Raiders, mm-hmm. Raiders stink. And yes, they beat the Cowboys, but they gave up. They're at 28-26 with 9 minutes left in that game. Mm. They nearly lost that.
Yep.
And the Cowboys just barely scraped by the Giants.
Not great.
So in my opinion, they've faced 2 really shitty teams. I think Bills are, as their underdogs, I think they end up taking this game. So I'm taking the Bills as underdogs at 2.5.
Look, I love the Bills. I think they're one of the best teams in the league. I just think this game means so much to Baltimore. Baltimore is 20-3 in primetime under John Harbaugh, and they just lost their last one. So for them to lose 2-0 with that kind of record, I don't think it's going to happen. The Bills have beat the Ravens the last couple of times with Josh Allen as the quarterback. I just think this is such a must-win spot for the Ravens. At home, prime time, I'm going to take Lamar Jackson to have a huge game, and the Ravens minus 2.5.
All right, so we're going opposites there. All right, now we have the Lions, 3.5 favorites at home versus the Seahawks. Seahawks are 3-0. The Lions are 2-1. Who do we got here?
So this, I think, is my personal lock of the week. This is the one I'm most confident in. So I'm going to start with the Seahawks. The Seahawks, again, this is a 3-0 team that has beat 3 bad teams. They beat my terrible Patriots, they beat the Broncos, and they beat the Miami Dolphins with Skylar Thompson as the quarterback. None of those teams are even close to sniffing the playoffs this year. And then you have the fact that they're traveling from west to east. Now listen to these stats. Teams traveling west to east are 44-57 against the spread, so only 43% of the time. How about this one? Pacific teams traveling east that won against the spread in their last game, which the Seahawks did, have only won 30% of the time against the spread. So everything for me is setting up for the Seahawks to come east to Detroit and get absolutely smacked in the mouth by a Lions team that I still think is Super Bowl quality.
Yeah, Sam Laporta was questionable. He has been confirmed healthy. So they have they have both the running backs in there with Gibbs and Montgomery, Laporta. You know, they have the outside weapons. The team has everything you need there. And like you said, the Seahawks, 1-2 Pats, 1-2 Broncos, 1-2 Dolphins. Mm. All of them were backup or rookie quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's not good.
Like that's not a true 3-0 record. So like I said, like you said, flying east, I reckon the Lions smash the Seahawks in the mouth. I'm taking the Lions at 3.5.
Yeah, I think the Lions haven't shown their true best form yet. This team is absolutely stacked. I think this is a statement game from the Lions. I think the Lions are going to just beat the piss out of the Seahawks here. At home, that crowd is underratedly crazy.
Yeah. Prime time game.
Kenneth Walker is questionable again. He's, you know, a big piece of that Seahawks offense who may not play. Geno Smith is good, but I think they come back down to earth. You know, the NFL is so, everyone comes back down to earth, man. You think the Seahawks are going to go 4-0 on the road in Detroit? No way.
I don't think so. So we both had the Lions there. Okay.
Yep.
Last but not least, we have the Texans. They are -6 point favorites at home versus the Jags. Who we like?
So, you know, we love our Texans. We had good news today. Nico Collins is playing.
Yep.
So the thing about the Texans right now and why they kind of did not perform well against the Vikings last week is they're beat up. They're missing Tank Dell. They're missing Joe Mixon, and Nico Collins got hurt in that game. So they're potentially missing their 3 best offensive players other than CJ Stroud. But Collins is going to play, and I think that's key.
Joe Mixon also back.
Is he back?
Yeah.
He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. If he's back, that's big.
Yeah.
That's big. Okay. So if he's back, that's a lock for me. Like, I think Texans, the Jags stink. The Jags stink,
they
man.
They stink.
Trevor Lawrence has lost his past 8 regular season games, which you could say he's due for a win. But I don't think so. I think the Texans at home, man, they haven't covered the spread yet this year. They're 0-2-1 against the spread. I think, again, this is one of these teams that hasn't hit their stride yet, like the Lions, but they're still 2-1. I like the Texans this year. I'm going to bet on them to beat the... This is a big divisional battle. Houston's won 10 of the past 12 against Jags. I like this.
So, unfortunately, the Texans have had some close games. 6-point victory over the Chicago team. 2 points over the Colts. So, not great. And then they got pumped 34-7 against Minnesota. I looked at the stats of the Minnesota game. They were equal on pretty much everything. The Texans had more yards, more yards per play. They had more time of possession. They had the same amount of punts, same sacks allowed, everything. The only thing that they lacked was the penalties.
Right.
They had 11 penalties for 88 yards. Crucial moments in the game that turned everything on its head.
Yeah.
So to me, they eliminate those penalties. They have Joe Mixon back. This is going to be a statement game.
Yeah.
I think they cover six by 6 points at home, too, against a shitty, shitty, shitty Jacksonville
team. Yeah, I think the trend is just like we keep on these teams that we think are super talented, Super Bowl contenders, the Lions, the Texans. Even though they haven't been at their best, I think these are the weeks where they start to really, like, they start to make statements. That's why I like them.
Yeah. All right. So we got Texans. We have Lions. We have the Bills. Oh, I have the Bills. You got the Ravens.
I got the Ravens.
We both have Steelers, and we both have KC.
Yeah. So these are our five quote-unquote locks of the week.
That's it, baby.
We didn't do so well last week or 2 weeks ago, but hey, back on to the next one. By the way, you know the best place to bet on all these football games is on BlockBet. They offer amazing odds. It's super easy to bet with your fiat, with your crypto, and if you use our link, which is in the description, you're going to get a deposit bonus, all kinds of free roulette spins.
I love using BlockBet because it's not geo-blocked, so you can use a VPN with other apps like Bet365, fan do all these things. If you're traveling, you can't use it. This is one of the few apps out there that you can actually use a VPN and you can still use it. So I like that. And if you're a crypto head like we are, it's really easy to transfer money in and out. So yeah, hey, make sure you guys tune into the next episode.
That one's gonna be a banger.